It's the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail, and McAllen Construction does snow removal. I am Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. We are putting this podcast together on January the 18th, 2024. And Brad, we're not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right into the football forecast with the big NFL divisional playoff game scheduled for this weekend. What does it look like?
All right, Dan, the weather in Foxborough. Well, this year we could care less what happens in Foxborough, right?
Well, they had a good day for a news conference to name their new coach, so there you go.
Absolutely. So we wish Coach Mayo all the best going forward. But we've got the Texans playing the Ravens 4:30 on Saturday, Dan. It looks sunny, breezy, and cold in Baltimore. Temperatures between 25 and 30 degrees. I think the game that is going to be most impacted by weather this upcoming weekend, believe it or not, it's not in Buffalo. It's the Packers against the 49ers at 8:15 Saturday evening. I think San Francisco is going to have a rainstorm. It'll be pelting down and temperatures in the 50s, so that game will be played in the rain. The Bucs are playing the Lions, and it's in the dome, obviously, so there's no weather issue there. But outside in Detroit, it'll be sunny and around 20. I saw a press conference yesterday with Coach Bowles of the Buccaneers, and the reporter was asking if he was preparing his team for the severe weather up in Detroit. And he said, well, we have to get off the bus and walk into the dome. We'll be outside for about 20 seconds. He goes, I don't think we really need to prepare. So that just shows that particular journalist needs to do a little better background before asking questions. The Chiefs at the Bills on Sunday, Dan, 6:30. It looks mostly cloudy and 20 to 25, but that's the proverbial cakewalk compared to what it's been up in Buffalo lately. So I do think of the NFL playoff games this weekend, the Packers and the 49ers have the most weather issue, with the rain coming down during the game. Temperature's not an issue, pretty much in the 50s.
Now, speaking of the temperature and what's going on from a climatology standpoint, we have passed the midway mark of the month of January. How about reviewing the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, the first 2 weeks of January, Dan, without exception, were mild per day. We averaged 5 degrees above average in terms of the high temperature, and we averaged about 4 degrees above average for the low temperature. So it's been a mild month, but it's also been a snowy month. At Bradley, we've had 12.4 inches of snow thus far. We typically get 8.1 to this point in the month. So we are above average in January snowfall, but we are still behind for the season, basically because we got no snow of any consequence in November or December. So the seasonal total by January 18th should be at 20.3 inches. We're at 12.4. We're going to add a little bit of snow to that total coming up during tomorrow. I'll get to that in just a moment. Precipitation for the month, it has been a very wet month, a very stormy month. 5.76 inches of rain and melted snow compared to what's normal of 1.97. So, Dan, this is sort of typical of an El Nino winter. We have that stormy southern jet. So if we can ever put that stormy southern jet together with cold air, cold Arctic air, we're going to have some big snowstorms. And that's a little teaser to what's coming up a little bit later in this podcast.
We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McAllen Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McAllen Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect, and servicing the entire state. In fact, McAllen Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McAllen Construction also handles snow removal. You heard Brad. We are in store for a lot of snow. McAllen Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McAllen Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McAllen Construction is a woman-owned, small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McAllen Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McAllen Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online, McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. Brad, let's take a look at our On the Weather Map segment. Again, we're putting this podcast together on Thursday, January the 18th. And now you're talking about maybe we could have some weather on Friday. Let's look at On the Weather Map.
Yeah, Dan, today I'm looking out as we're doing this broadcast now, and it's very wintry out there. I mean, the snowpack is not deep. I'm looking at a couple of inches of snow on my back deck. But it's cloudy, it's cold right now as we tape this podcast. Temperatures are in the teens right now, and they're only going to get up into the 20s today with a lot of clouds around and maybe a flurry or two. It does not look like that big of a deal. But on the weather map, we're looking at low pressure right now. Again, this is Thursday, January 18th, stretched out from Michigan to Missouri. Now, by Friday morning, I think we'll have a storm system consolidating on the Virginia-West Virginia border. So that's a few hundred miles off to our south. And it looks like that storm by Friday evening is going to move out to sea to the south of southern New England. We are going to be on the fringe, the northern fringe of that system as it moves out to sea. So your friends in Philadelphia may end up with 3 to 6 inches of snow, but here in Connecticut, I'm predicting a coating to 2 inches. We'll get into more details on the timing and the amounts in just a moment. On Saturday morning, Dan, it looks like sprawling high pressure is going to be over Iowa. This is of Arctic origin. We will have a cold northerly flow here. The hills of Connecticut will not get out of the teens during the day on Saturday. I think in general, the bigger cities, the high temperature will be around 20. So a cold, cold winter day. We should start seeing by the weekend for sure, bodies of water, lakes, rivers starting to freeze up around here. I mean, it's been a while, but we are finally getting into a stretch of some really cold weather. On Sunday morning, high pressure will be over Kentucky, still a cold northerly flow. Temperatures no better than the 20s here on Sunday. Monday, high pressure over North Carolina, a westerly flow, and it should be seasonable. Temperatures getting up into the 30s. And you might say, Dan, well, what's seasonable this time of year as we head into the middle part of January? The normal high is 35. And the normal low is 18. So today I'm predicting 25 to 30 for the high. So you can see it's substantially colder than average there. And the weekend mornings, many of us will be in the single digits. So substantially lower than that 18. Dan, on Tuesday, we will be watching the battle between two high pressure systems, one located to our north in Canada, trying to push cold air down into New England, and one high in Virginia trying to push milder air up into New England. So it looks to me as though we will have a front strung out through central New England. We will see a storm system form on that front, and by Wednesday morning, the storm will be near Buffalo. High pressure will be over Maine. could be cold enough in here to get a mix of precipitation Tuesday night and Wednesday. So if you're a student or a teacher, I think if you're going to have a delay or a cancellation next week, I think it would be on Wednesday morning, and it would probably be a delay as we see snow mixing with or changing to rain as we're in a standoff between that warmer air to the south and colder air up to the north. So that's a look at the On the Weather Map segment, Dan.
Okay, so let's again, review what's going to happen on Friday for those who are in Connecticut in that area. And obviously, this is a storm which is going to have more of an impact in the mid-Atlantic states. But how about timing out the storm for our region and the accumulations?
Right. I think for folks commuting for the Friday morning commute on January 19th, I am not anticipating a problem. I think we will have dry roads. But then as the morning progresses, as we head toward noontime, some light snow and flurry activity will start breaking out. Again, we are on the northern fringe of a storm that at about 7 in the morning on Friday is located on the West Virginia-Virginia border. So this thing will be moving to the east-northeast, a few hundred miles south of New England. Best chance of higher accumulations of snow will be out over Long Island and maybe even along the Connecticut shoreline. But the National Weather Service point forecast gives about 1.5 inches of snow to the following: Waterbury, New Haven, Clinton, and Norwich. And about 2 inches of snow the farther west you go toward Bridgeport and Kent, so in western and southwestern Connecticut, and 2 inches or so of snow in Hartford, Torrington, and Windsor Locks. The high-end prediction on this thing, like what if everything came together and this storm intensified as it moved out under us and so forth, the high end is 3 to 4 inches of snow across the state. So you can see, Dan, it's not a big deal. It's more of a Currier and Ives type thing. It should be manageable tomorrow. I do not see any ice or any rain involved in this at all. So it's pure snow, but it's not much. Again, I think most of us get between an inch to 2 inches of very fluffy snow accumulation. So that's coming in on Friday, and then the bitter cold comes in for the weekend.
So again, from a timing standpoint, when are we looking for the snow to start on Friday? Early afternoon, what does it look like?
Yeah, Dan, I would say anywhere from late morning to early afternoon. So let's give it a start time between, let's say 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., so sort of straddling the noon hour. I do think snow will be in progress for the afternoon commute, so you're going to have to slow down heading home from work or school on Friday. And I do think that the snow will be all over by, say, 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday evening. So it's a fairly long duration kind of pretty snow. It'll kind of seem like we're in a snow globe tomorrow afternoon with temperature readings in the 20s. So anything that does fall will accumulate, and there will be no melting at all.
Brad, we were talking about, before we started recording this broadcast, the temperatures. I had been looking long range at some of the resources that I have, indicating the temperatures were going to moderate. And I know you want to weigh in on that, but then you want to remind us that we are still in winter. So how do you see it?
Yeah, no change at all to my thinking for the winter, Dan. I still think we are going to even out in terms of snowfall. So that means we have to have above normal snowfall the rest of the way. Because as I said, we're at 12.4 right now at Bradley, and we should be at about 20.4 by this point in the season. So we've got about an 8-inch deficit, but I think we are going to overcome that and exceed that as we go forward. And let me sort of explain why. I do see a relaxation in the weather pattern. after that storm. And remember I said next week, Dan, that storm and the Tuesday night and Wednesday time frame was kind of the standoff between milder air to our south, colder air to our north, and a storm kind of coming out of Buffalo and cutting right across New England. So I do think it'll end up being a mix going over to rain on Wednesday here in Connecticut. And if, like I said, if there is going to be a school delay next week, I would target Wednesday for that as we start off the day with snow and ice before turning over to rain. So that could usher in a little bit of a relaxation in the weather pattern. And I'm targeting the days specifically, and I'm kind of walking over to my calendar here to make sure I'm right on the date, next Thursday, January 25th, and maybe through that weekend, temperatures somewhat milder than average, maybe getting up into the low 40s on one or two of those days. So, you know, it's nothing like 58 or anything like that. I mean, I don't see it, the temperature skyrocketing. The first week of February is kind of up and down as the second batch of this Arctic air is starting to make its move toward the lower 48, but it's not quite here yet. But I do see kind of an up and down first week of February where some days it might be below average, some days it might be above average, that type of thing. No consistency in the pattern. But one of the models that I like to use here, as we dabble in this, now that I'm able to do long range forecasting, when I was doing the television, I pretty much stayed to 10 days out in the predictions. But now it's fun to kind of look out even a month in advance and even seasonally, which we do every year with the winter forecast. But Dan, the Canadian computer model goes out 30 days. And just keep these days in mind, the second and the third week of February. So if I had to be pinned down on the dates, I'd say something like February 7th through February 21st. Now, the Canadian model has on Sunday night, well, first off, I'll back up a little. Friday, February 9th, they have some snow. So that kind of starts this this kind of storm threat. There'll be quite a few of them coming at us. Sunday night, February 11th, into Monday, February 12th, the Canadian model shows an all-out nor'easter here in Connecticut and all of New England. And then again, Thursday, February 15th through Saturday, February 17th, another nor'easter. So sort of back-to-back within a week of each other. And I looked at the snow depths and the snow depth prediction after the second storm is over. And they have 1 to 2 feet of snow on the ground throughout all of Connecticut and 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground from Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So I think the point I'm trying to make is that the idea of El Nino starting to weaken, but a lot of juice left in the southern jet stream, interacting with Arctic cold, you put the two together and you've got the potential of some major, major snowstorms. So again, we are targeting the early to middle days of February, February 7th through about the 21st. I think we are, I'm not saying it's winter's grand finale, but it will be the time of this winter, I think, that we're going to remember.
Wow. Well, we'll obviously fine-tune everything. Well, but, you know, I've got to say, these models have been pretty much on the mark as far as dates, when we're getting these storms, the impact these storms have, if it's going to be a major storm or just a glancing blow. So far, they've been fairly accurate this winter, Brad.
I would say that's exactly true, Dan. I mean, you know, as a meteorologist, we get to look at a lot of the different computer models, and you're kind of playing the hot hand or whatever when you look at the different models. But I like the Canadian when you want to look out at week number three and week number four, for example. And as you mentioned, it's been performing very well.
Okay, on that note, and again, we're putting this podcast together on Thursday, January the 18th. What does our immediate forecast look like?
All right, Dan, this is going to be, let me see what day this will be. One, two, three, four. This will be the fourth day in a row of colder than average temperatures. Variable clouds throughout the day today, more clouds than sun, and a couple of scattered flurries around. Temperature between 25 and 30. Now, what's going to prevent it from being really cold tonight will be cloud cover. It'll be mostly cloudy, the clouds acting kind of as an insulating blanket, keeping temperatures between 15 and 20. For Friday, a period of light snow. I think the most probable timing will be midday through early evening, bringing a coating to 2 inches of accumulation. For Saturday, a mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold midwinter day, temperature between 18 and 24. Sunday looks bright and sunny, but cold, temperatures in the 20s. Monday, mostly sunny, temperatures more seasonable, moving up into the middle 30s. For Tuesday, we have increasing clouds, temperature between 36 and 42, and then a mixed bag coming in Tuesday night and Wednesday morning of snow, ice pellets, and rain. Does not look like a big deal. About 30 on Tuesday night. The big deal would be the Wednesday morning commute could be a little snowy and icy, and then moving up to about 35 during the day on Wednesday. Again, for the snow accumulation for Friday, January 19th, a coating to 2 inches, with 2 inches likely in Bridgeport, Hartford, Torrington, and Windsor Locks.
Okay, and on that note, Brad, we wish everybody to be safe, travel safely, be very wise in your driving approach when you're on the road. Don't think, by the way, just because you have a four-wheel or an all-wheel drive vehicle, that gives you a license to drive as if the road is completely dry, because you know, Brad, that you've got to really handle the roadways and their surfaces carefully, even if you think you have a mechanical advantage with your motor vehicle.
Yeah, you'll just skid straight farther.
Well, on that note, to you and Sandy and our podcast audience, be safe, and Brad, have a great weekend.
Dan, you as well. Thank you very much.
The Bradfield Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail.